Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for joining me. So I'm talking about His Royal Highness Prince Alois of Liechtenstein. Now, Liechtenstein, in case you don't know, is a small country in between Switzerland and Austria. So the hereditary prince there is almost the absolute ruler. And at the moment, children are protected from violence in utero by law. So girls and boys are to be safe, are not to be killed when they are in utero. To do so is murder, just as it would be after they're born. Anyway, there's been a referendum to say that they should declare open season on children so long as they are still within their mother's wombs. So it's an attempt to legalize murder, as has sadly happened in almost every country. If the referendum does so declare war on children, and the prince said that he would still veto it, anyway, so it's absolutely not right. And he says, okay, I go along with democracy in almost every case, but no, he will not append a signature to the legalized murder of children. And obviously that's the right thing to do. And this is why there is executive power to stand up against the mob when there's demagoguery, when demagogic politicians, when they try to whip up hatred against the weakest and most vulnerable members of our society, against those who cannot defend themselves, against those who cannot advocate for themselves, against those who cannot even escape. And these children, the ones are subjected to the most extreme form of sexual violence. This is the last stop in terms of child abuse. So torturing children to death. Their mothers are doing it, sometimes the fathers are joining in. And now it's true that some women in Liechtenstein, they go to other countries and they complete the murder elsewhere. But by making it illegal in Liechtenstein, at least Liechtenstein is not guilty of it. And because it makes it a little bit more difficult, a little more expensive, some mothers will have pause for thought and won't do it. And if it makes even a small contribution to saving even one life, it's the right thing to do. That could be you. It could be you, it could be the baby whose life who's saved. You were in utero once. You're a human then, as a human now. What species were you in utero? You can only have been a human being. A human can only have been a human. A human cannot have been another species, cannot have been something else, okay? So you're obviously a human being from the moment that you are conceived. That's where you're alive, even as a single cell, zygote, respiring and so forth. In need of nutrition and there's movement and all the rest of it. Okay. Now, I know the more blatant signs of life, such as heartbeat, come later. And that's why I want to save them. Now, there's a thin end of the wedge because the abortion industry has said, well, we only want to be able to kill these kids in the first trimester of pregnancy. But it starts off that way. I go the second trimester, the third trimester. You see in Australia, I think I'm right saying it, in all states of Australia and territories, they've legalized the murder of children even the day that the girls and boys are due to be born. And you see in England and Wales, already the most permissive law when it comes to child murder in the world, that the feminazis are pushing to go up until, you know, 9 months gestational age, when these girls and boys even have hair on their heads, in a few cases even got a few teeth, and, you know, completely able to survive outside the womb. So the argument that we're doing it because they couldn't survive outside the womb is obviously just for the birds. So Prince Alois is doing the right thing. And I realize that people should usually have their way, even when what is wrong. But not in this case. There are certain fundamental rights. And the most fundamental of all is the right to life. And I don't care how many people agree with it. Even 100% of the population agree with it. It's wrong. And therefore, these children must be saved. Sadly, demagoguery is one in most jurisdictions. And there are a lot of ignorant, bigoted people out there. There are a lot of loonies. There are a lot of cruel, vicious, abusive people who want to murder their children, allow other people to murder their kids. And this could have happened to you. You were a baby once. It's wrong. You know, just like slavery was very popular once amongst the enslavers, not amongst those who were enslaved themselves. You know, a wife beating was maybe quite popular amongst men. I thought it was the right thing to do. Not so much amongst women, not so much at the receiving end of the violence. And it is violence. So we shouldn't talk about this in euphemistic language. Face up to what it is, which is, you know, cutting people off from oxygen until the point of death. Because that's what happens when the child is taken out of his or her mother's womb. before he or she can breathe independently, can't respire outside the womb, and therefore he or she dies or is deprived of nutrition. And that's why the girl or boy dies. And they are either girls or boys, say he or she, or maybe even they, when we're talking about twins, don't say it, right? So we're talking about human beings, a zygote, a blastocyst, or whatever, an embryo. Now, the abortion industry sometimes tries to blind with science about this, but just because it confuses people and they don't know quite what they're talking about. So we're talking about people who are alive. There's no question about it. So it's genocide. And genocidaire, they use the same tactic. They usually try and pretend that it's health, that the people they want to murder are a disease, or this is hygiene, the people they want to murder are dirty or something like that. And they'll use, you know, euphemisms like evacuation or healthcare or claims it's women's rights. Murder is not a right. Life is a right. Okay, women's rights begin in the womb. And it's not a woman controlling her own body, because a baby is not a woman's body. A baby's body belongs to a baby. A baby is a girl or a boy, not a woman. He or she is not fully grown. And whilst the baby's body is inside the woman's body, the baby's body is a separate body. A pregnant woman does not have two heads and four legs and four arms and two hearts and four eyes, okay? Because half of this belongs to the child and not the mother, which is why the child can be a different sex to the mother, which is the child has a mother who is a different person from the mother's mother, and so forth. Because the child has different, you know, irises or different fingerprints, footprints, a different DNA fingerprint, is a different person, may have a different eye color, hair color, skin color, might be different in terms of dominant hand, is most separate, different, most definitely a separate and a unique individual. And so he or she is not part of his or her mother. A clump of cells, we're all made up of cells. That's not an argument. You're a clump of cells, I'm a clump of cells, we're just more cells. How many cells do you need to be human? The only logical answer is one. You know, if you're to lose one cell, you wouldn't cease to be human. If you're to gain one cell more, you wouldn't cease to be human. If you have one cell, you are human. All right, a cluster of cells, we're all clusters of cells, which is more of them. Who isn't made up of cells? Can you think of a single person? Now, already in Liechtenstein, if the only way to save the mother's life is to kill the child, then that is allowed. And I refuse to shrink from using, from telling it how it is. I'm not going to resort to euphemistic language. It's a heartbreaking thing to do, but two deaths is even worse than one. So it's absolutely nothing to do with women's health. Okay, abortion is not healthcare. Decapitation is not healthcare. Crushing a skull is not healthcare. Inflicting hypoxia is not healthcare. A deadly injection is not healthcare. Vivisection is not healthcare. Causing someone to bleed to death is not healthcare. You wouldn't do it to an adult. Why would you do it to a child? And some people like Lily Allen boast they find it romantic. It's part of their sex drives. They're turned on about it. Part of their sex lives. They do it for completely selfish reasons because they're too tight-fisted to look after their children. And then they have to look after their children. They give their children up for adoption. So well done, Prince Alois, saying you do anything to save children. Likewise, that late Prince Albert, the Belgians, who would not know, is a Baudouin, would not sign this, saying, no, I'd rather lose my crown. And he abdicated, and for 24 hours, there was no monarch, and then the cabinet put him back, said he would not suffer a signature to do this. So, well, it doesn't prevent abortion. But it's like saying, you know, someone else wants a knife for me to commit murder. I say, I'm not going to give it to you. Well, it doesn't matter. Get a knife from someone else to commit the murder. So what? I still mustn't do it. I mustn't be complicit directly or indirectly in that crime. And it might send a message, be an example for other people to come back to defending their children. Anyway, do what you can to save children.